This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Signups are underway for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Joining us on this Policy Thursday, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, you have an update on this important safety net for dairy producers.
Yes, we've been working closely with the U.S. Department of Agriculture since the beginning of the year, really since Congress passed the 2018 Farm Bill, to make certain that the new dairy title and specifically the dairy margin coverage program get implemented in a way that is as farmer-friendly as possible. And the good news is that it looks like this program is going to be much more beneficial financially to dairy farmers, particularly in a year where margins are improving, but milk prices still quite aren't yet at the level where we'd like them to be. And given where feed costs are and where they may go here this summer, there is still going to be an active safety net for dairy farmers in the form of this new DMC.
The USDA opened up the sign-up period June 17th, and this is going to be open for a while now, but the benefit, the sooner you sign up, the sooner you'll get paid.
Yes, obviously, in order to benefit from the program, you have to sign up. And we've been told that the USDA will start cutting checks for the program as soon as July here. So that would be the advantage of signing up here in June or early July, is that the sooner you get that paperwork filed, then, of course, the sooner the payouts will commence. And on that point, Bill, we know the margin rates for the first 4 months of this year. And the first couple months, January and February, if you're signed up at the maximum 950 level, well, those payouts are going to be over $1.50 a hundredweight. And even for March and April, when margins have improved, the payouts are still going to be above 50 cents. So that's all good news, but obviously you do need to sign up for the program. If you decide to wait, as you mentioned, Bill, you have until September 20th is the deadline. By then, we'll know a lot more about what the rest of the year holds for margins.
You were discussing earlier the differences with the margin protection program. They say the failed MPP, but there are some out there that would like refunds on that too.
In order to recognize that the old margin protection program did not provide an adequate safety net, one feature of the new program is that the USDA is allowing dairy operations to receive a credit of 75% of their net MPP premiums, which is basically anything you paid in minus anything that the USDA paid out to you in years or in periods when the margins were really compressed. So you get a 75% credit of that amount to be applied to the new DMC program going forward. And if you don't want to use that credit, then you get at least a 50% refund paid to you directly. So that's one option and one decision that dairy farmers will have to make. The other bit of good news here, Bill, is that just in the last few weeks, the USDA has changed the feed cost formula to partially account for dairy quality hay. Oftentimes, dairy farmers pay premium prices for better quality hay than what had been used in the formula in the old MPP. So now the new DMC's feed cost calculation is going to account for hay. That's actually going to increase the cost of feeding cows and therefore mean that the payouts this year are going to be somewhat larger than they otherwise would have been.
There's an online tool available for producers to take a look at their margins.
The USDA is operating a decision tool, is what they call it, and basically it's a website where you can go in and look at what your premiums would be to pay for coverage at different levels, and then it also estimates what your payouts will be. Of course, those estimations change every day as milk prices and feed costs evolve over time, and thankfully margins are actually getting better, so the payouts are going to be less as we get towards the end of this year, and that's a reflection of strengthening milk prices. But that's certainly another tool that farmers can use to decide what coverage they want this year. But the bottom line is that we already know what the payouts are going to be for the first 4 months of this year. By the time the sign-up window closes in September, we'll know at least the first half of this year. And certainly for most farmers, if you're paying for that 950 coverage level on your first 5 million pounds of production, this is a no-brainer because the program is going to pay out a lot more than any premiums you're going to be paying for that level of coverage. And I should add also that in addition to the DMC, farmers can also look into using the Livestock Gross Margin Program and then potentially the Dairy Revenue Protection Program. Both of those are additional risk management tools that farmers may want to use in conjunction with the DMC.
Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about their organization, news, and resources at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.